On a patch of lawn at the Tehama County Fairgrounds, there's an intense game of volleyball going on. About 200 seasonal farm workers from Mexico bunk down here for about 2 months while they work at a nearby strawberry farm.
¿Cómo se dice lo que estamos haciendo?
Trimming plants.
Javier Martinez says they lost 2 whole days of work because they couldn't pick strawberries without running water, and the pumps need electricity. His co-worker, Jose Hernandez, guesses that the blackouts cost each worker about $300 over 2 days.
$300 is a lot, and we are losing that because we don't have electricity and we cannot work. This is the problem.
So instead, Hernandez and his co-workers find something else to do on these empty fairgrounds.
We are playing football and basketball and cards. Usually we use the phones to play or to see videos, and we cannot right now.
The other problem? The men are living in a massive warehouse and sleeping on bunk beds. And right now it's pitch black because of the outages. But it's perfect for pranks.
Everybody's joking inside. Some others are scaring others.
Martinez says he's not afraid of the dark. He just wants to get back to work so he can charge his phone, talk to his brothers and parents, and make money to send back home to Michoacán.
He saw that she ate the pound cake as if she hadn't eaten a bite all evening and did so without inspecting her plate or her fork.
Just outside Anderson, Patty Warren is swaying slowly in a rocking chair as she reads aloud to her husband and brother, who are sitting nearby.
I like to do that. They evidently like to listen, so.
Yes, we do.
Her husband, Richard Warren, says he has an old generator to keep their water well working. But when that stops running...
Well, you have to use the 5-gallon buckets to flush the toilets and to make everything function.
Patty's brother, Jim McCain's, is covered in blankets in a nearby rocking chair. He just recently moved in with them.
Today, he was supposed to finally get to go to a primary doctor here in Anderson. And it's important for him to get to a primary doctor.
Patty says due to a doctor shortage in this rural area, McCain's had to wait more than a month for his first visit. But the doctor's office had to cancel all of its appointments. Now she's not sure when McCain's will get another chance to see a physician.
3.7 on propane, 3.7.
Thank you, bud.
You got it, brother.
Outside a hardware store in Anderson, people line up to refill propane tanks for their generators back home, except for George Solander.
Are you getting propane for a generator?
No, I'm getting it for barbecue, so we could have something to feed my 92-year-old father with.
Solander has to cook outside because his electric stove and microwave aren't working. He says the outages have also impacted his father's health.
So it makes it really tough on him because he needs a CPAP at nighttime and stuff like that. So, it's not too good.
Solander says he's not sure how long his father could last without electricity.
We're hoping this will get over with, you know. We're kind of writing it off as a camping trip, so to say, as best as we could deal with it, you know.
Meanwhile, a utility helicopter flies through the sky above Anderson. Pacific Gas and Electric Company is inspecting its equipment from above, preparing for switching the lights back on over the weekend. Soon, Solander, the Warrens, and the rest of California will get back to life as usual, before strong winds convinced the company to cut power. April Ehrlich, GPR News.